Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6, Video 6, and this video we're talking about relationships. In this video, I'm going to describe the two-card reading that you're going to try too after, and I'm going to use my husband and my relationship as the teaching tool. And thank goodness the cards were good. Anyway, so what do you do when you want to deepen a conversation with somebody else or when you want to learn about the dynamics between you and somebody else? There's a really beautiful two-card reading I want to teach you that will really help you with this conversation. So we're going to take two cards. The first one, and this is all on your PDF too. The first one is for you. That's the card that represents you, who you are, what you represent, and what your experience is. And then one for the other person, either how they perceive the experience themselves or they haven't experienced themselves or how they see you. So no matter what, upright or protection, you're going to get information about the dynamics between two people. It's not about that person. It's not just about you. It's about how you perceive and interact in the dynamics of a relationship, because a relationship is not solo. One person isn't looking over a fence at the other. You're engaged, right? And then we pull the third card for what is in our highest good here. What can I expect? Or what do I have to do? So it's kind of like an advice card. So we're looking at two cards initially, one for you, one for the other person. And then what's in the highest good or what do I do? I chose three cards. Mark agreed I could do this on camera. And I chose three cards. The first card was me. The second card was him. And the third card was what do we do or what's in our highest good. And it was really interesting because I obviously know us. The first card, my card, was blessed. And the truth is, in this relationship, my husband and I have the best relationship I've ever seen. I've ever experienced, certainly. I can't really compare myself to other people, but I'd never had such a great relationship from the day that I met him. And I have always felt blessed by the fact that this man came into my life when he did, considering I had quite a colorful history with abusive partnerships and partnerships that didn't work. So here he came, plopped into my life, and I really do feel like the universe literally just said here, because even the way we met was bizarre. Now, his card is co-create, so which is very interesting because I know that his perception of our relationship is a partnership, and he says that to me all the time. We're partners, and he is my business partner. He's my partner in life. He's my partner in Goofy. You know, like he is just my partner. And so, and we created Oracle School together. He's creating these videos for you. So it was so fascinating to me that this is true. I totally say I'm so blessed, and he always says you're my partner. So I found that to be very interesting. Now, the perception of both of them together means this, that as a result of my sense that we are blessed and his sense that we're a partnership, we together, right, the sum of the parts, or the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So together, something even greater is born between us. So when you do this reading, and it can be with a friend, it can be with your lover, your husband or your wife or your partner, whatever, you can get a chance to look at just basically where you're coming from in the relationship and how the two cards together are making a relationship with themselves too. There's a dynamic relationship between the cards too. Now, this is an interesting thing because I totally know this to be true. So what do we do in this fabulous relationship we both know is good? Well, it got round and round in protection. We have been together a very, very long time. So patterns have come up. We know that we are accountable and responsible to fix that pattern. So round and round in protection makes sense to us. That for us, if anything comes up, and we always say that too, we never go to bed angry and we work whatever it is out before the end of the day. We stop and we work it out. I do have an amazing marriage, I really do. So this is how you are going to do your reading. You're going to pick the first card for you and where you stand in the relationship and your perception of it. The second card, with that person's permission, will be about them and how they perceive the relationship. Then you see how the two cards interact. And then you choose that one card, that third card, which is going to tell you a little bit more about the relationship, what you need to do, how it's evolving, if you need to course correct, etc. That's that information card that then tells you, yeah, watch out for this. Like, and this is so true for us. It's so true for us. And we make a commitment. We actually made a commitment when we got together that no matter what, if a pattern comes up, we would address it. And that's exactly true. So let's talk about why you would do a relationship reading. It doesn't necessarily mean you're doing a romantic relationship, although Mark and I are romantic and I used us as a teaching tool. But, you know, you could be doing a relationship with your kid. You could be looking at a relationship with your business partner, your boss, your coworker, because the entire world is all about relationships. And this gives you a greater depth of understanding about why something is happening, because typically we see through the lens only of our own internal perception of what's going on. We typically don't take into account how somebody else feels or thinks because we're not walking in their shoes. So a great way to understand other people better too is to do a two-card reading like this with that third "what do we do now" card, because it really brings a depth of understanding and an ability to communicate with that person. Now, you don't ever do this over and over again, like looking for information about somebody unless they are present and they've given you your information. That would be oracle abuse, and typically relationships are the ones that most people do oracle abuse on, like, you know, pulling the daisy apart. Does he love me? Does he love me not? Love me? Let me not, let me not, you know, you can't do that. So this is about two people getting together, getting their permission. Now, if you don't have somebody's permission, remember that you're looking at the dynamic. So you can say, let's say this person didn't give you permission for the second card. Let's say you want to understand the relationship better. So you pick the first card for you and your perception, and the second card for the dynamics between you, right? So you're bringing that person in, but you're doing the reading based on the dynamic between you. So if this was true for me, say for example, and I got blessed as my card, the dynamics for Mark would be co-creative. And I'd be, oh, wow, that's good. So he sees me as a partner. Say he never said that to me, right? Say I don't know. Say it was like close to the beginning of our relationship and I'm like, I wonder how this guy feels about me. So you want to only look at it as a dynamic. So the dynamics are a partnership here. That's what that says. It doesn't tell me he feels this about me, he thinks this about me, blah, 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 blah. This is his energy that is towards me, that is moving towards me. And you are allowed to ask that. It's not recommended that you do a reading on somebody else without their permission, because you'll be projecting what you think the card means without them being there or without them giving the permission to ask about them. So you always have to ask about the dynamic that you're perceiving, because then you're going to get the truth back as opposed to what is he thinking about me or what's she thinking. No, no, no. What's the dynamic that's going on energetically right now that may be hidden from me? That's how you have to approach that. You've got a nice PDF with lots of opportunities to play around with this reading. I just wanted to make sure that you had all the parts and the possibilities for this, because there are endless possibilities with oracle cards, as you know. So let's recap what we just talked about. Relationships are always about a dynamic force between two people and never just a perception from one side only. So we did a demonstration of a two-card reading with a third card for more information. And then I taught you through that using my husband and my relationship as the teaching tool, and thank goodness it was good and true. It was so true too, it was so amazing. In the next video, my most favorite video, we are going to be talking about working with multiple decks at the same time. I'll see you there.